quickly the days that are numbered pass by. The quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. The heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While they warn off the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? The sheep it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time you answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are aflame, help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed, keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are aflame, help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed. Keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. As you travel down life's road, He is with you every day. With every step you take, He walks ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. You'll never be alone, for He's in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in His name, He'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, He'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst. In the prison they were thrown, Paul and Silas weren't alone. They knew their God was there and He would see them through. And as the walls began to shake and their chains just fell away, they cried, "Behold our God, for He is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in His name, He'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, He'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst. As you travel down life's road, He is with you every day. With every step you make, He walks ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. You'll never be alone, for He is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through. The two or three are gathered in His name, He'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, He'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you will find Him. And you'll know Him by the nail prints in His hands. I shall know Him, I shall know Him. As redeemed by His side I shall stand. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, by the prints of the nails in His hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hands. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. It's truth is marching on, and the beauty of the living Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. Let it die to make us holy. Let us die to make all free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Yeah, this journey somewhere back in the day, it had a beginning. I remember it was yesterday. I come to a crossroad and the Lord was compelling me time to take a stand for what I believe. And that's where it began, and I decided to follow Jesus. And I saw a lot of people coming up through life, and see, back in the Hutterite system, just playing the game, you know, just a form of godliness. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked to find out that so few people take it serious. They go to church every day, and twice on Sunday, and but it's just a game, you know, just a tradition. Yes. With me, oh, serious. I took the Word of God serious. But there came a day when, you know, you gotta prove your point. You know where that is, the story about Mary and Martha? We'll start Luke 10. We'll start in 38. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him as a guest. Ordinary going. Just welcome him in as a guest, you know. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he had to say. But Martha was distracted with all the preparations she had to make. So she came up to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work alone? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the better part. It will not be taken away from her." In other words, will stay with her throughout eternity. I'll try this King James version. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Apparently that was the go-to place. Because yeah. Many times he stopped
she
in
was
there.
In Bethany he was.
He spent a lot of time in Bethany. And it came to pass, you know, and then Martha invited him in and, into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. I just pray you'll give me the grace to expound on it, that the choices we make in life have eternal consequences, Lord. We just pray you'll help us to express the things you put on our heart. We want to be eternally grateful that you put us on this course, that we, back in the day, we made a decision to follow you. And Lord, no matter what it takes, we've determined to come true right to the end, Lord. We just pray you'll help us to overcome and help us to finish this race with dignity and with respect, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Yeah, I was thinking back in the early 90s when I had many sleepless nights prior to that. I know the Lord is dealing with me, but there came a day when you come to that crossroad. You got to make a decision. Are you going to stay in that Hutterite club? You know, I already know it's all just a form of godliness. It's all just phony. And I know what the Lord wanted from me. And I knew if I did what the Lord wanted from me, I'm going to lose it all, because I saw how they did with other people that were before me that took a stand. They had to be terminated, excommunicated from that Hutterite club, from that cult, and it'd be no different with me. But I thought about it a lot. I spent many a night, many an hour in prayer, there's a decision coming up. I'm going to lose everything because, like I say, I know how they operate, you know. When you go up against that system, and really at the time I didn't know what I'm really going up against, but I realized as time went on, I'm going up against Satan's kingdom. Just that simple. He's been rooted in for years, for centuries. He's been setting this old Hutterite club up for his advantage, for his destruction. And I know, partially know what I'm up against, but I did know if I go up and say what the Lord wanted me to say and do what the Lord wanted me to do, I'm going to lose it all. And the Lord came to me and said, Sam, when you work for me, you're going to lose it all. He might as well tell you right now. They'll come and they'll take your family and they'll take you, everything you ever worked for, they'll take it away overnight. I had to make a decision. Well, I saw that Hutterite path, and like I've been saying over and over again, prior to that we had a man come to our house and had an out-of-body experience, and I knew all these things. He told me he died, he had a heart attack, and he saw himself trying to get into heaven, because he was convinced when he dies, he's going into heaven. But see, when you get to the other side, reality set in, and he realized he was in the wrong system. There's no such a thing as a Hutterite colony in heaven. But he got a rude awakening, and then he begged and he pleaded, and the Lord gave him grace, and 2 months later, he recovered, and he went from calling to calling to tell people what the experience. That Hutterite thing is just a farce. It's just, we're being deceived. We're being took. And we're being led down the wrong path. And it spoke to me. He said to my dad, John, there's out there. There's something out there. We're just going to have to put our life on the line. And we just got to go look for it. And I know it's something out there. But he couldn't find nobody to do it. But I heard him say it, and there came a day when I had to do just exactly that. But before that could happen, I just had to go up and I exposed that Hutterite system for a while. The spirit of it. There's a spirit behind it. And let's just be honest. It's a corrupt system. It's a satanic system. These preachers, they get up in the pulpit, they preach every day, and they're thinking they're doing God a service. But when I was done, I exposed that thing, and I saw it for what it was. It was the Satanista heaven. It's all just a cult. It's all a religious cult, and it's controlled by Satan, Roman Catholicism, and the First Degree. It's communism on steroids, because when you analyze it, it's not compatible with the Word of God. It's compatible with the Roman Catholic Church, but it's the Roman Catholic Church on steroids, because they got it mixed in with religion. That it's hard to come through to these people. We got a lot of family and friends in there and relatives. And when we say the things we do, they think we're crazy. But see, they've been brainwashed all these years. The God of this world has blinded their understanding that the glorious light of the gospel cannot shine through. And they've been brainwashed and convinced that that's the only life they know. They're convinced. That's what life is all about, but it's not. It's what you and I are about. That's where the life really is. And we were terminated, and praise God for it. And the Lord put us on a course, and He brought us to the things that really matter in the hour we're living in. If it wasn't for that, if I wanted to decide in one day, I'm going to step up to the plate. I'm going to do what the Lord wants for me to do. And I had to make a decision. I didn't care what he calls, like we were saying the other day, no man having left all that stuff behind, he's going to get it here in life, and he's going and then he's going to get eternal life too on top of it. But see, there came a starting point. That's what I'm trying to. There came a time when I had to make a decision, and that decision cost me everything. And to this day, we're just chipping away. We're just en route to that heavenly Delta Day Bindamid. We're en route to that heavenly home. It's just that simple. But along the road, you're going to run into a lot of obstacles and a lot of maybe 10 steps ahead and 9 back and things like that. You just got to keep chugging away. That's what I'm trying to say. But somewhere along the road of life, we had to make a decision. And that decision that we made, it's going to cost us everything, and it did cost us everything. We're not playing the game here. We didn't. The Lord set it up that started up this website, and then He brought you on board to set it up, and then things like that. And here we are, just continuing on with the program. Like, and you yourself, you had to make your own decision too. You came up to a time in your life when I didn't, like prior to 2005, I didn't really know you existed. And but somewhere along the road of life, the Lord be dealing with you, and you had to make a decision too one day. Do I want to go down that other right path? Do I want to do what everybody, every girl does when they come to about 18? They're looking around for somebody to come and date them and get married in that club. Well, you decided you don't want nothing. You don't want, your brother asked you, Lorraine, what are you going to do with your life? Are you going to get married or what? You flat out told him, no, I'm going to see what Jesus has for me. And see, you made a starting point. Somewhere you made a decision. Somewhere everybody human has to make a decision. You made a right decision, just like Mary here. She didn't have time to be took up with getting the food and everything ready. And then Jesus flat out told Martha, Martha, you're putting in a lot of effort and all that. But Mary, she chose the better part. She chose to see what Jesus had for her, just like you did, just like we did. Now the Lord has put us on this course. And, we're about the Lord's business, whether people like it or not. They can make fun of us if they want. They can try to humiliate us and fearmonger us, but it doesn't matter. It's just we decided, we made up our mind, and when before we didn't make up our mind, we knew what it's going to cost. It's going to cost you everything, and we gladly did it. And we do it all over again if need be, but that's why we're on this course. It's not a very attractive message to a lot of people, because over the years, once I started this website, we've had a lot of people. They tap into it, and it looks good for a while for them, and then they analyze it, and it's not for them, because they never sought it in life. They just came upon it, and then they listen for a week or two, some even for a month or two, but then they decided, it's not pleasing to them, because they have not made that decision to continue on in the Lord. They don't put their life on the line. They don't want to pay the price, and that's what you and I had to do. I had to go back to that scripture, no man having left father, mother, house, children, and everything, he's going to gain it here in life and then throughout eternity. It's just you've got to put your trust in Jesus, and up till now, he saw us through, and that we're about the Lord's business. Just that simple. Like I say, Mary, she chose the better part. I chose the better part. You chose the better part. And now we're living examples that it pays off. And if girls want to look up to somebody for a standard, for a way to live, they need to look to you, because you made that decision, and look how good you got it. There's no two people that are more blessed than you and I are. We got it so good. I sometimes wish everybody would have what you and I are having, and just put your trust in the Lord. Look at all the headaches they got. They're out there raising a family and getting married to somebody. They don't know if that guy's going to turn into a monster when they married him. Yeah, you know how it is when you're young. The guy can put up a nice front, but then after a while he never saw nothing, and he ends up being a drunk or some kind of a monster, because that Hutterite system, you get married at that thing, you don't know who that guy is you're getting married to. Like I say, they can all put up a nice front, but as time goes on, their true nature comes out. Mm-hmm. And they end up being a monster instead of a person what it at first they thought it was. And it's a risky thing to get involved nowadays, getting married to somebody that you don't even know him, because, like I say, they put up a nice front at first, and then after a while they turn into a monster, time and time and time again. Mm-hmm. And it's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's right. Like growing up, to me, God was real, you know. He was so real to me, and I kind of explain it to people how real God was to me, and I wanted to so much to serve God. In everything I do, I wanted to follow his ways, and when I was 21, he saved me. The Lord Jesus came by my way, and He gave me eternal life, and that's just how the Christian walk goes. And in everything, I just wanted to follow Jesus. Like when my brother asked me what I want to do with my life, you know, you realize how little control you have with in things in life, right? And I wanted to make a decision that will have a purpose and last throughout eternity, because this life is very short, and you want your life in the end to have a purpose and a meaning. You know, a lot of people, they try to make themselves a legacy in this life, you know, like Nimrod of old. He wanted to make a legacy and build this tower and make a name for themselves, and that's what a lot of people try to accomplish, you know. They try to when they are not longer here, that they'll still be remembered as this greatness, you know. But you know, there is a place in God where, you know, where you have that purpose, you know, and that fulfillment in God that you can have, you know. But if you chose to follow Him, you know, just like Mary, she chose the better thing, and Martha, she was just weighed down with all the cares and that these things bring, and that's what I saw in life, you know. You can make your decision, and like I could have ignored what God has done for me, you know. God was real to me. I could have just ignored that and you go my own way and done my own thing, you know. But the end, I would have been miserable. So, you know, you want in the end your life to have a purpose, and that to me was real, and that's what I wanted in life. And the Lord has blessed me in so many ways. People think, you know, like the song says, the people think you're missing out on life's best. Mm-hmm. Like the city, the song, it goes, pity the man. But those people out there that have these wealth, and then they have these families, and they think they have everything, and they pity the person who decides to follow Jesus. They think they're missing out on life's best, but really you don't. You have that peace with God, and your life has a meaning and a purpose. And I was like, sometimes I go on YouTube, and there is a lot of people out there that have served the devil, and they still serve the devil. And they like to talk about that experience of serving the devil. But it is so nothing, you know, how the devil and the darkness and that thing. Like, there's so much in God. Like, there is a never-ending fountain in God when you decide to follow Jesus and you want to serve God with all your heart. That fountain never ends. Like, the things of Satan, they're just nothing. And people like to elaborate on these things, you know. I say, you know, there's so many things in God that you can experience. And number one, what people forget to do is they forget to praise God and thank Him and give Him the glory and honor Him. And you know, there is nothing that compares to that. And like sometimes, like I said, when I go on YouTube and these people share their experiences, what it was to serve the devil and how the devil works and this and that in the other, well, this thing goes old, you know. These things grow old, but the things in God, they never grow old. They're always wealthy and full of wealth.
Amen to that. Like you were saying about Nimrod, he was the man to look up to. Mm-hmm. Let's go make a name for ourselves. And everybody lived practically to be dying 100, 800 years old still back then. They got that pretty old. He only got to be 300 years old, then he died. Because there's no purpose to making a name for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. There's nothing in it. There's a lot of people, they want to make a name for themselves. They want to be this popular guy. And was in that Hutterite cult, and the Lord let me know it's not real. It's just a way of life. For a lot of people, it's a good place to raise your children and all that stuff, to have a family. But like I say, you don't know what that guy is going to be like to get married to. You turn into a monster as time goes on. Mm-hmm. And you're taking it's a high risk thing, and then you especially for women, they got to marry up to a certain colony and a different colony and start from scratch. And it's not that rosy a picture. Like, but as for you, you didn't. You made a right choice. That's what I'm trying to say. You made the choice to follow Jesus, and Jesus, he'll never lead you astray. That's all I wanted for my girls. I got two girls. That's what I wanted for them. And I tried my level best to direct them toward that direction, but they wanted to get married, and then now they're going to have to suffer the consequences, because I offered it to them. I told my one daughter, she just had a Dear John experience from somebody and got ditched, and she was going through heartache, and I told her, I sent her a text message. The only one that's worth giving your heart to is the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll never break your heart. He'll always meet your needs. But you gotta make that decision that you're gonna follow Jesus no matter what. And I tried my level, but that's the dream and that's the aspiration that I had for my two girls. But apparently I can't make up their mind. Each and everybody has to make up their own decision. Like you voluntarily, against all odds, decided one day when you were asked, what are you going to do with your life? Well, I decided to follow Jesus to see what Jesus is going to have for me. And man, when I look back, the most blessed thing that the Lord gave us, this mandate, he gave us the two people of faith on the planet Earth, out of 8 billion people, he's given you and I the mandate to continue on with this program that's been given to the church age of Laodicea. And you got to be able to crucify the flesh. There's no greater joy to get up in the morning and spend time with the Lord, sweet hour of prayer. And these things, for a lot of people, these things are strange, but to you and I, it's joy unspeakable, full of glory, just like Jesus said when he was asked. He said, to do thy will, O God, I do it gladly. That was the joy of his life. That's what he was living for, to do the Father's will. And that's why we're doing it. We're just doing what the Lord honed us out to do. He moved on me one day, one morning, to get up and pray in the day and sing some song and do exactly what we're doing here. That's why we're so consistent, because we're about the Father's business. If it was just my own thing, I'd have packed it in a long time ago, because your own thing, it doesn't last very long. The joy and the glamour wears off. But here, you know, you're about the Lord's business. You're doing what the Lord wants you to do. That's why we're so consistent. That's why day after day, we're doing the same thing. There's no greater joy. Anyway, for me, how the Lord has dealt with it, to get up in the morning and praise the Lord and spend time with the Lord and put out these daily breads, because that's exactly what the Lord wanted us to do. Because as time goes on, people are going to have a hunger and a thirst, because he said he's going to send a hunger and a thirst for the true and living word of God, and this here's the only place where you will find it. These Hutterite servants and these doing the church every day, it doesn't do nothing for the soul. It just takes from you, because the Satan is ahead on it. Satan is behind, and he's the driving force, and he uses religion to deceive the people. We've said it over and over again. How Jesus warned us, the deception will be so great here in this end time, because there's seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, and every devil in hell is on the case to do one thing and one thing else, to deceive the masses, and he uses religion to do it with, because people are so brainwashed, they think the religion is the end all wear all, but they're being duped, they're being brainwashed, they're being led down the wrong path, and then one day they'll open up their eyes, they'll find out they're on the wrong side of the fence. And all we're doing, we're trying to alert people that you don't have to go down that path. There's another path. You can decide you want to follow Jesus no matter what. You want to go on that straight and narrow path. That's what you and I did, and there's no two people that have it better. When we were looking around for a car, the Lord moved on us to go by electric car, because it's the order of the day. It's the thing to have at this hour. And things like that, he's been so good to us because we put our trust in him. Mm-hmm. And he looks after the necessary details, because he's true to his word. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and that's that born-again experience. When one day the Lord comes by your way and he just gives you eternal life, And then it says, and his righteousness, and the righteousness is in the house of the message for your day. And when the minute, one day I came to the Lord, and then he saved me, and then the time went on, he brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham, but then he brought me to the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson. What's the order of the day? The message for my day, back when I found the 2005-06, that's when I come to the message of Brother Jackson. He was the message for our hour. He was that righteousness for my day, because there is no righteousness in a human being, because the Bible says, Abram believed God and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. All our own righteousness, living in the commune, wearing a certain dress code, that's nothing, wearing a head covering and all that stuff, that's nothing but filthy rags in the eyes of God. Has no value and has no meaning. He told Abram, Abram believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteous. He believed the message for his day. That's what you and I did. We found out the message for our day at that time was Raymond M. Jackson, the message of Brother Branham, and then down to Raymond M. Jackson. And the minute I found it, the Lord woke me up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then he gave me my job and my assignment, told me to go down to that trucking company, and then 2 days later, I had a job trucking, and that's what I've been doing. Then the Lord brought us together. That's what we were doing for 7 years, trucking together. Then we made enough money to put it in, to save it up, and that's all we're doing now. All our savings, all our resources go into this thing here. We did our investment. All everything that we ever worked for, we invested in this message and this here truth. Mm-hmm. And that's a mandate that the Lord gave us to. And I wouldn't do nothing else. That's the only thing that brings joy unspeakable, full of glory. But people don't want it. They want the good time. Well, we don't want the good time. We're having a good time, but our good time is in the Lord. And, there's nothing I would rather do, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. And so it says to lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where the moth and the rust doth corrupt, and where the thieves doth break through and steal. But it says, to lay up yourself treasures in heaven. And those things nobody can take away. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's why Jesus said to Martha. She said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled over many things. That's what happens when people are troubled and building with the treasures of this world. But one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the best part. It will not be taken away from her, because she was building herself up treasures in heaven, you know. And these are eternal, these things, you know. But it's a free choice. God, Jesus never forces himself on anyone. It has to be a free choice. If a person wants to get married, Paul said you're going to have a lot of problems in the flesh. And that's what happens. But if you want to follow Jesus, these things will never be taken away, because you're building yourself up treasure in heaven. Now, I'm not going to say people that Mary are not going to go to heaven, but it just like Paul said, they're making themselves a lot of problems, you know. Whereas when you follow Jesus with all your heart, then you have, like you said to Mary here, you've chosen the best thing in life.
Yeah, a lot of these girls, they think getting married is the end all wear all, but it's not, because Paul said 4 times over in Corinthians, I advise you. He did lay the law down. He just told the young people. He says, because of the shortness of time, the Apostle Paul thought he was living exactly where we're living in time. Very short, very few, not much time left. Mm-hmm. And he advised the young people not to get married because the shortness of time. He said it 4 times. He would rather have them be like he was. He was a single man, and he advised them to be like he was, because you're gonna get away from a lot of misery, a lot of heartache that otherwise you won't have. And he advised people. He said, "I would advise you to stay single and not bother getting married." Because, like I say, he taught He was living exactly where we, you and I, are living in here. And if he was here today, he would warn him the same thing. He would advise the young people to do what you did. You just decided one day you want to follow the Lord. You made a decision that you'll never regret throughout eternity. You'll never regret it because the Lord will, because of that, he got eternal life. And like you were saying, it's not saying if you get married, you don't have eternal life, but you don't have a lot of unnecessary heartaches and sorrows and things that are not necessary. Look how good the Lord has been to us ever since he put us on this course. He goes out before us and gives us everything that we need. We don't have to stress around about getting a home or getting this and that. He does exactly what he said. He seek you first to give him God and its righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Everything that you need for daily living. You don't have to be stressed out. Where am I going to get my next meal and things like that? And he just automatically delivers it. And he's faithful and true. He's done exactly what he said he would. All these things will be added unto you. How marvelous. Sometimes take inventory of the things, how good the Lord has been to us. He did better to us than we would have been to ourselves. I would have never bought a brand new truck out of the showroom back when I was trucking. And then I would have never bought an electric car. But the Lord was way ahead of us, and he thought it's very important for us to have an electric car because the price of gas and fuel, and now we practically run around for nothing. Just plug it in, and we only pay, it only costs us 2-3 cents a mile to travel, and otherwise it would cost about 10 cents a mile. And things like that. He's way ahead of us. He knows better than we do what's good for us. You just have to put your trust in him, have to decide, I want to follow Jesus no matter what. Even if I have to go through a lot, it's still worth it all.
It
no matter what, there's nobody has it better than you and I have because he takes care of things. Things that we could never take care of. God unspeakable, full of glory, joy unspeakable, full of glory. And then he meets our needs and everything that you can dream about. He's always a few steps ahead of us. Looks for our physical and spiritual well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worth, it's worth it all. There's nothing I would rather do and serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And you know, it comes with a price too. It doesn't just come, it comes with a sacrifice, you know, and then God sees your heart and your intentions, and he blesses you because you've made a better choice in life to follow him. And like I said, it comes with a sacrifice. People think it just comes with a bed of roses, but it doesn't, you know. You have to make a sacrifice. You have to make a choice. And initially, that choice is not an easy choice to make. But down the road, you can see how that choice led to your blessing.
Amen to that. The Lord says, and Psalmist says, bring my children unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The people that's going to go in that rapture, they somewhere along the road of life, they made a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Bring my children unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by a sacrifice. Like you were saying, people don't want to make a sacrifice anymore. Mm-hmm. They think everything, God owes them everything, and we're living in a society that everybody thinks that God owes them a living. Mm-hmm. They think the country owes them a living. Well, it doesn't work that way. It only works for a while. But see, you got to make a sacrifice like you and I. We made a sacrifice. It cost us everything. But it was worth the sacrifice. You never miss out when you put your trust in the Lord. Just
Amen.
That simple.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've done for us, for leading our journey, Lord. In it, Lord, we had to make a choice, you know, and make a sacrifice. But in the end, it's all worth it, Lord, because you've blessed us so abundantly. And we just want to truly give you thanks. And we want to let people know that you never miss out when you give it all to God, because it's worth it in the end. Just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.